People living in countries with weak currencies often envy those whose currency is strong. But if you follow Swiss news at all, you'll know that the strong franc is also a cause of concern. It makes life hard for exporters because their goods are more expensive. And though at first glance it may not seem so, the tourist industry counts among the exports. The strong franc threatens to price Swiss resorts out of the range of many foreign tourists. Swiss Info's Scott Kappa has been to the resort of Chambéry, part of the Porte du Soleil ski domain that straddles the border between Switzerland and France.
It was a pretty miserable day when I visited. No one was queuing for the lifts, and the car park was largely empty. Most of the number plates of those that were there were local. Charlie Mathieu, who owns a sport shop in the main street of the village, told me that 99% of his customers were Swiss. But they, too, are on the lookout for a bargain, if only because they read so much in the media and on the internet about the advantages of shopping over the border.
Working together with the manufacturers and the importers, we've managed to bring down all our prices by 20%, and I think that has encouraged sales. Of course, people come wanting to bargain because they don't know that we've reduced the prices. We don't have any way of letting them know this before they arrive. But once they know and compare and realize that our price is pretty much the same as in the neighboring countries, then they go ahead and buy.
Eric Lichty of the local tourism office is only too aware of the impact of the economic downturn, forcing price cuts all around.
This season, the price are decreased 5% less than past year. So for 57 Swiss francs, you have one full day on the ski piste and the Port du Soleil. Of course, many people in this economic situation are looking very tightly the price for the hotel and apartment, but also on the cableways. And the customers are searching what is the best offers they can get.
Kina Mitchell and her husband have been running a restaurant in Chambéry since 1999, and the strong franc has certainly given them a headache. The current season is bad, but it didn't catch them by surprise.
I think we noticed it already 2009, in the end of 2009, ski season, that the spending power has changed for sure, and also the clientele has changed. We have a lot less British clients, but we still work a lot with the Swiss and Dutch and French and Belgians. And
when these people come, I mean, are they spending as much as they used to spend, or are they also being more selective in how they spend their money?
I think people are definitely being more careful how they spend their money. So therefore, we have also changed a little bit what we offer, and we adjusted our prices a little bit accordingly and not working with a really exclusive product. And I've noticed as well that people are choosing a less expensive wine or a less expensive beer at certain times. At certain times, people spend as usual for Christmas and New Year, for example.
Sometimes people think that the Swiss are just being greedy when they don't lower their prices to match the falling euro. But of course, their overheads don't change. 2 years ago, the Mitchells made their restaurant smaller, so they have fewer staff and lower costs. They've also tried to keep their menu items under 40 francs, so as to not scare people off. But the fact is that overall, fewer foreigners are coming. In the Swiss school holidays, this is less of a problem. But once the end of year break is over, resorts can't count on a fresh influx of Swiss until the traditional ski holidays at the end of February. What's going to happen in the meantime?
I think we have to really concentrate hard on the weekends. I have no idea how many people are going to be here during the week. We cut down on staff for this year, so we're working a lot harder. We're already working really hard ourselves during the ski season, but we're a little bit worried about the overheads. The fixed costs we can't do anything about, but of course the other costs we can try to adjust to, and we have to.